John, we visited a couple of schools in your authority this morning, and the teachers there talked about being involved in the AAL initiatives, and that there was a process for them to go through in order to be part of that. Can you tell us a bit more about what that is and what any processes involved are?
Right. AAL is a definition that we have for a channel that we enable on our wireless networks to allow pupil-owned and authority non-supported by our technicians devices to connect to the internet. AAL is a catch-all term that's been sort of acquired by the project as anywhere, anytime learning. And the concept of that is that our students should be able to learn anywhere, anytime. And by that we mean not just at home or in McDonald's or on the bus, but actually inside our schools. Now, we were aware that we were developing a situation where the access to technology was so restricted due to our capacity to provide devices or the very limited distribution of them within schools that learners were journeying in their learning outside the school environment because of the capacity of devices and mm-hmm. availability of the internet to take them forward, whereas we were retaining a Victorian approach to education whereby in some cases the only access that a student would have to any form of technology to support learning would be if they happened to have made a subject choice in secondary that was one of the subjects that had access to a suite of desktops. Mm-hmm. But there was no permeation of the use of devices in pupils' hands. Now, we've made progress as an authority in ensuring that our staff have the capacity to project online content, but that is one to many, and it's not an individualisation of the exploring and inquiring process. So therefore, having looked at the requirement in our eyes of in trying to create a scenario whereby more pupils could have access to the learning opportunities that are provided by the internet at the point of time of need, we determined that there was no way that we would be able to fund a model which where the authority would be providing sufficient devices. Over the years, and we're talking 12, 13 years now, early on we've done a number of pilots whereby we can establish the learning benefits of having devices, more devices available to children. The challenge of this big project is to try and create an infrastructure that actually is scalable, that has sustainability that allows pupils to bring their own device. Mm-hmm. Because fundamentally, looking at the budgets, there was never going to be a situation where we could ensure that every one of our 27,000 children had the opportunity to have a device to support learning. So therefore, we had to look at other models that would create the availability as and when was needed. And bluntly, it's a bring your own device. Now, that kind of terminology has come along more recently. What we've been at is what we've called AAL, which is the concept of bring your own device, mm-hmm. but we didn't have that acronym, you know, these acronyms mm-hmm. to put in place at that time. So we are now in the situation where with very minor technical exceptions, all our primary and secondary schools have the capacity to have a channel on our enterprise wireless network, which the enterprise wireless network allows our own wireless devices mm-hmm. that are supported by our IT service to connect to the authority network and to the internet. But our AAL channel allows non-supported devices provided by the school mm-hmm. and the service and pupils' own devices to connect to the wireless network and route directly through to the internet. But, and the key technical challenge for that, also with that, is authentication, filtering and recording of user activity. That was perhaps the biggest technical challenge in that. Creating the scenario whereby we've installed an enterprise wireless infrastructure in all our schools was no small task either, and I could talk forever on the number of different challenges that are presented through from building challenges, network infrastructure, to really important issues that I think are a major issue for other authority schools thinking of taking this, in terms of managing the relationships with your corporate colleagues whose responsibilities are for areas in the nature of information security, data protection, code of connection, working with securing content that's on the corporate network and appropriate behaviours there, and trying to determine that it would be acceptable that there's a route for pupils to access learning that doesn't necessarily comply with all of these very rigid security protocols that seem to be impressed upon the council from various national bodies.